In today's Leader Feeder, I'm going to talk about something that's very important for frontline leaders. It's the fact that they should document more regularly. It isn't uncommon for supervisors to rush into the HR department with an employee issue and want to provide disciplinary action, only to discover that HR's hands are tied because the supervisor didn't do a good job of documenting the previous behavior or performance issues. There are really two great reasons that you should document things as a supervisor. First, it's actually to deal with employee questions and concerns, and then to support disciplinary action. Imagine you were in a restaurant with four close friends, and the server came up to your table and asked, "What'll everybody have?" But the server doesn't take any notes. They just memorize the order. It creates a bit of anxiety in the mind of the customer, because you feel that they're going to forget something that you asked them to do differently about your order. You're impressed when they remember, but you'd actually feel better if the server took down just a few notes. It's more about your comfort as a customer rather than the server's ability to memorize the order. In the same way, when you're out on the floor and one of your team members comes up to you with a question or a concern, and you say something like, "Leave it with me," or "I'll look into it," it can actually cause a bit of a problem because you might just get busy and forget as a leader. But to that employee, you've really let them down because you haven't gotten back to them to close off the issue. When we use documentation to support disciplinary action, it's really important that when you're taking notes that you write the date and time of your observation. This could include even a time when you didn't mention it to the employee, but it's something that you noticed. If you write it down in your notebook, you can always refer back to it. Then, if you're actually having a conversation with the employee about the problem, you can document what it is you said and how the employee responded in terms of their commitments. Now, all of this requires you as a leader to carry a notebook. I've noticed some frontline leaders will just kind of scribble some notes on the back of today's production sheet instead of actually using a notebook. The problem with that is, of course, you're going to throw that production sheet out at the end of the day, so you really don't have a history that you can refer back to. If you carry a small pocket-sized notebook, you can keep those indefinitely and you can always refer back to previous conversations you've had with the employee. Then when you need to go to HR, you've got a good history that you can use to support any disciplinary action that might be required. So, once you've mastered the art of documentation as a frontline leader, you might decide that you want to improve some of your other leadership skills. And we've got a great resource for you. You can visit our website at uniquedevelopment.com, and just by signing up, you'll get the e-version of What Great Supervisors Know. Then, if you think it's a great resource, maybe you'll want to buy multiple copies for the people in your organization. We have good pricing on bulk orders. Remember that you can connect with us in social media at LinkedIn, on Twitter, or through Facebook by searching us out at Frontline Leader.